Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm sitting with two amazing, awesome guys that are a part of the Create the Movement team. Dominic Montgomery, our Chief Marketing Officer. Dominic, how are you today?
Doing well, Brad. How about you?
Doing good. And also David, our Digital Marketing Manager. How are you, David?
I am doing fantastic.
It's David.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you guys. Well, a lot of times we've been interviewing people, and I just really thought, you know, we are coming up against some exciting times here at Create the Movement, right? It's February. February is always exciting for us. Last February, we launched our new website, launched new branding.
Yeah.
And this February, we're launching a new website, right? And launching new branding. Dominic, if you could talk a little bit about the strategy behind it, and then also just kind of the different tone look to the...
Yeah, so we thought about this a lot, and we realized, well, last year was a growing year for us. A lot of new clients, a lot of new industries. And as we grew, we realized that we were transitioning from more of a community-driven, kind of down-home type company to more of a professional, industrial company. And we wanted to appeal to those types of clients. So this is more so a rebranding on the psychological side of things. When we're going after certain types of clients, or if any brand's going after certain types of clients, you have to be able to appeal to those clients. So that's kind of what we've done with our new branding and with our new website. We've gone for a more slick, sleek, professional feel. And in design, that's done a lot of different ways. It's done with the typeface, the type of fonts used. It's done with the type of color scheme used. So we're doing away with our blue and green and yellows that we used last year, which did attract a lot of great clients. Mm-hmm. We're so happy to have them. But we're going more for a tonal gold, black, silver type of feel that's represented more in the corporate world.
And we're looking at launching a new website as well.
We are, February 15th.
21517, right? Well, David, tell me kind of your overall kind of involvement in the process.
I mean, you know, there's been a lot of collaboration on the design side and moving forward. We're really just looking, like Dominic said, you know, to attract a different type of client. And so we're just almost entirely redoing the way that we go about things, and be that from our internal strategies to the processes that we use to handle it, and even just our actual marketing efforts for ourselves. We're really starting to kick that up, and we have some serious plans moving forward, you know, to try and put out some serious and good content.
Yeah, speaking to the content, we look back and we realize, hey, we've got over 200 pages of great, unique content that was all written in-house by the Create the Movement team. So we're going to actually repurpose that content on the new site, which we're really excited about, and we really want to see how that affects our rankings with certain keywords. Also, we're looking at creating new ebooks and creating, you know, downloadable content that we can actually give to our potential clients, because it's all about giving value in order to gain trust from someone. So we want to create those value offers, get them indoctrinated in our email workflow, and kind of nurture them so we know when the time comes to have the discussion about possibly bringing them on as a client, that they're a viable client and that our relationship will actually work.
That's awesome. One thing I was going to mention, so our vision is efficient marketing solutions, effective results, excellent customer care. And one thing that I noticed is most marketing companies, most marketing firms, if you look at their website, if you look at their marketing, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but sometimes it sucks, right? And they're just like, oh, we're just, you know, doing stuff for our clients.
They don't practice what they preach.
Right. And that's kind of one thing I wanted to mention on this podcast is, yes, we have a ton of work and we kick butt for our clients, but we also have the hustle to make sure that our marketing efforts on our end are moving forward too. And we, you know, don't look back a year from now and go, oh, well, we meant to redesign the website, or we meant to, you know, develop an ebook, or we meant to do that. We just got tied up with our clients. So
right.
So not only, so we're basically, what's the term? We're drinking the juice, we're drinking the Kool-Aid that we're selling as well. Yeah. We're also drinking it, if that's a good term, if I could say that. Were you going to say something, David? Or?
Yeah, I was just to hit on that, you know, one thing that you do really well, Brad, is you create the movement as a client. And I think that's what, like, going back to your point, a lot of companies don't do. They have the clients and they take care of them and they know they should be doing things and but they suggest all those things to their clients because they want to keep that business.
Right.
But in order to stay as a business, you have to practice what you preach, and I think that's what we're doing now. We have some clients who we try to tell them every year or so you need to look at a redesign for your website, just because we say a year in the real world is like 2.5 years on the internet, the way things change.
Yeah.
So we were coming up on that year, and we kind of got antsy, and we felt it, and we felt the need to change, and we've had a lot of changes, like David said, internally.
Yeah.
And we want, when people hit our site, we want them to immediately be blown away with our design, as well as, you know, the testimonials we have, as well as the content that we're providing to them. So that's our big push.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going to work this year.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of touch on that, I think a lot of also in the redesign, we want to immediately instill that, instill that confidence in us, in that you're blown away, like you said, by the design, and you're just like, wow, so what can these guys do for me? Like, what can they do for my marketing efforts? Because they clearly have their stuff handled.
Right.
A lot of the sales team will say, hey, what are some of our best websites that we can share with our clients, you know? And we give them some, but we're like, man, have they checked out our website, you know? That's a perfect example.
It's a huge point.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to mention, too, I remember our first year in business, we were unable to market. Like, social media was me, you know? I was going on, like, hey, shout out to our president, Brad Bowes, you know? And I even had clients going, so are you guys doing SEO for your clients, as, you know, on your website as well? And I'm an honest guy. Part of our core values is authenticity and honesty, right? So I was like, well, no, we haven't been able to yet. You know, we're more focused on our clients, but, I think it was about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, you guys, you know, we decided to combine and work together. And I was like, man, I remember going to Dominic going, hey, do you think we should be doing, you know, link building and this type of stuff for Create the Movement? And you're like, yeah. And I remember talking to David and going, yeah, we could definitely add that to our list of accounts that we're doing SEO for. So, and it's helped a ton. Our rankings have gone up. We rank well in a lot of the search terms.
Nationally.
Nationally, yes. Also our, you know, our domain authority is up. I mean, it's awesome. So what do you guys, David, I'll ask you this question, then Donna will ask you the same question, is how do you see this new redesign, affecting kind of the future or the next 6 months?
I really think it's going to help us grow. We have a serious plan, you know, to bring in the types of clients that we can be effective for, because that's a big part of it, is taking on clients that we, not that we don't know how to handle them, but if it's a brand new industry, it's a little bit more difficult, especially in terms of SEO, to know what is both profitable and worth targeting in terms of competition. And so by really niching down and trying to find that area that we can just excel, we can just be absolutely incredible for the clients that we bring on and that we have. And I think that in and of itself, when our work just speaks for itself and there's no questions to be asked, because you rank well and you're making money, because, I mean, that's our goal. We want to make our clients money. When that's happening, that's just phenomenal. That's what we're looking for, and I really see that just growing as we move through this year.
Absolutely. It's good. What about you, Dominic? How do you see?
That's a good question, and Seth Godin said it best. He said, you are a direct reflection of your clients. So I think the way that we're positioning ourselves this year with our style, our design, our marketing efforts, I think we're going to attract the clients that suit us best and that we know best, and that will reflect us as a company best.
That's good. And I think it'll help us to be strategic. You know, this last year, like you said, we took on a lot of different clients and we had to learn a lot of new different industries, right, guys? And like,
yeah.
What keywords are we going to rank for this company, yep. You know? One thing's is just exciting. Dominic, what has been the most exciting thing about just kind of this redesign? I know you, so Dominic's probably spent, I don't know, a lot of late hours, right?
Yeah.
Working on it kind of after hours and, and whatnot. Even though we have balance, you know, it's just because you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
What's been the most exciting thing to you about this? What keeps you like here at night working on that?
Well, I think, our site opposed to our client site, it gives us that room to kind of think outside the box and kind of break some design rules. So I think, a big portion of this was, that was most exciting to me, was looking at the clients that we have now and thinking, really, what type of site will make our clients proud of us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could say that, that's kind of personal, but I want our clients now to look at the site and want to share it and be proud. Like, that's my marketing company. They are amazing. Look at their new stuff, you know, and share it. And that's been exciting. And also, when we do build sites for clients, a lot of the sites we build are for SEO purposes, to get them the ranking and bring them leads, right? But with ours, it's more of a showcase as well as marketing. So it's been fun to reach out to our clients and get those testimonials and make each page a new experience for the visitor, and just revamp all the content that we had. And we were even looking at content. Brad, you did this. You looked at the content and said, we have enough to make like 10 books here. Right. Yeah. We can package it and give it to our clients. So it's all, I'd say overall, it's all been exciting. And I can't wait for people to see it.
That's exciting. What about you, Dave? What's been the most exciting thing about this?
I mean, I think it kind of falls into the same thing that he was saying, just having our clients, you know, be excited to have us working for them and having them, I mean, getting on a call and it being 10 minutes because everything we're doing is just phenomenal and all the numbers show that, that's just awesome. Mm-hmm. It feels good. It validates me and the work that we do as a team. I think that's great. I also think, you know, putting that stuff together in terms of those ebooks, I think educating our clients is just awesome because we're just giving them extra value. And an educated client is a great client, I think, because...
Yeah.
I agree.
Because,
man.
You know, and just to speak to that point, sorry, I might go off the rails here, but we talk about validation. I just want to mention, for a lot of creatives, validation is like the thing that we strive for, whether it be from our clients, the people you work with, your spouse, kids, whatever. But we strive for validation. We want the work that we do to be seen by someone and appreciated by someone. And that's, you know, kind of why we pull these late hours sometimes, because we want to make sure we get it done so that the person we're doing it for is pleased, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think also to this new design represents our growth from last year, and it represents the new process that we worked so hard to create internally. A lot of times in business, teams kind of fail on the process side of things because they want to get the deal and then they want to do something great, but they don't interact with the client enough. There aren't enough touch points. And we worked really hard in 2016 to solidify our process so that our clients feel comfortable when they're onboarded, they feel comfortable throughout the entirety of their relationship with us. And I think that's what our design reflects now, just a comfortable confidence that we have as a company.
Absolutely. I agree. And then I'll kind of end on this just last kind of funny note, is, so Dominic, I don't know, it's probably November that you started kind of working on it. I mean, a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even, like, he wouldn't even let me see the website.
We had a secret, Slack channel.
Right.
Slack channel.
That's right. You guys had a secret Slack channel, and you wouldn't let me see the website. And we had a meeting. It was you and Stacy and I. And you're like, Stacy, you want to see the website? And I was like, what? No, man, I haven't even seen the website. And so finally when I saw it, and I think you probably knew my reaction was going to be, you know, make the logo bigger. No, I'm just kidding. Didn't say the inside joke, but I was like, it's phenomenal, man. It looks great. I mean, you know, I don't think I had any constructive criticism. You know, I think sometimes presidents or CEOs want to like give constructive feedback, just mm-hmm. just be heard and just make sure that their voice was a part of it. I mean, both our website now and then the new one that we're redesigning. I mean, I think you kind of bounced some ideas off of me, but it wasn't. I never said, "Hey, let's make the logo bigger. Or let's change this, or let's hopefully, right?"
I didn't do that. So. You thought it. I know you thought it.
No, but always thinking. Well, it's exciting. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.